Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group. He is a 10-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents and turned his independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan delivers his real-world real estate experience to you, the real estate agent. You can follow Evan on the Twitter feed at WorkWithEvan using hashtag AskEvan. For all your questions, concerns, comments, ideas, or anything else real estate related.
What's up, guys? It's been a couple minutes, huh? I skipped Monday, then I skipped 2 weeks, right? And back Tuesday, back today. We're back on the full-time grind here starting today. So happy to be back. I always love these calls. I really do. And I do spend some time on them. I don't script them. I don't dial them. I don't necessarily prepare for them. I send a little note to Molly about 8:39, something like that, and she posts up the message and sets the call up, and I'm thankful for that. I appreciate it. Kind of gives me some more time to think. But these calls are 100% off the cuff. So maybe a quick bullet I write down. But as the topic of the call says, what's the purpose of these calls, right? What's the purpose? There's a couple different things I want to talk about. First of all, there's a big difference between coaching and motivating, right? I can coach you how to do something. I'm not very good at motivating you to do something. For example, if you want to mail expireds, I'm a great resource to teach you, show you, demonstrate how I think we should mail expireds. Now, I've done this for quite some time, and I haven't done it as the real estate end. I've done it on both the broker manager coaching level, agent first, and as the agent side, right? So I've failed. I've wasted money. I've purchased products. I've done a bunch of things that have been not so beneficial, right? So the purpose of these calls are kind of threefold. Number one, they're a little bit of coaching. Coaching means, guys, this is what you should do. A little bit of motivation. Guys, this is why you should do it, right? And the third piece of it is, again, this is all off the cuff. I have no notes written down whatsoever. Call Carol and ask her. The third piece of it is, experience from what I'm dealing with, have dealt with, or am working with. So although I don't call myself a competing manager, which I'm not, I still do, and don't take this as arrogance, but I still do what I tell you to do very well because I get referral business that I cannot shake, and I've tried to shake it, right? I've tried to say, okay, great, I'm going to have my teammate help. Well, why is your teammate's rider on the sign? Well, because she's my teammate, but I didn't sign up with a teammate. So it's hard to kind of pass the business. But the purpose of these calls is exactly what the caller said. It's how to handle today's consumer. Handling today's consumer is something I put together, 2006, 2007. It's the premise in which got me hired from Greater Philadelphia to move to Boston with no Massachusetts broker's license and take a regional VP role, not having ever set foot in the real estate market in Massachusetts or Boston. It was a Handling Today's Consumer training platform, which I roll out to you each and every day, that got me here. That's why I stand here today, because of the Handling Today's Consumer concept. So that Handling Today's Consumer concept goes into the Facebook group. It goes into how I coach each agent individually. And some things that I put in there are real life experiences. They are real life scenarios. So from not one, from not two, but a couple different agents took some exception to my post on firing a seller that I put in a Facebook group. Now, although I know you may read it and it may sound strange, why would you do that? We're all trying to find sellers. Why would you get so angry and let one go? Well, twofold on that. Number one, the seller was out of line, right? And I've always said, and I said to, you know, a recent buying couple that I just met, that I'm not that broke, right? I'm going to feed my kids either way. I believe in myself. I believe in you. I believe in the business model. I'm going to eat regardless of who does what, right? Because I know that we've got a good model here. I know we've got good agents here. I know we've got you know, good folks that are on board. So I'm not going to get a text message at 5:30 in the morning complaining about the Zillow feed. I'm not going to get 7 phone calls in a row about nonsense. I'm not going to get the drama about, you know, a divorce situation and their stress. That's not going to fall on my shoulders. And when that person or buyer or client decides to step outside of the lane in which the business relationship is, I felt the need in a very polite way and copying my teammates to know that it was in a polite way, said, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to sell your house, mortgage your house the best way I can. I've delivered a couple offers to you. You've been, you know, irritated by the offers for whatever reason. I'm not sure what else I can do for you, and I'm certainly not going to take your text message at 5:30 in the morning and wake up my 3 kids. That is the premise in which I said, I'm not sure how much I can help you anymore. You're free to take your listing elsewhere. So between that post, which is how you handle a seller that's out of line, I think, and between the email, between the post, the seller sent me a book of an apology and copied my teammates. You're happy to read both sides of it. I'm sorry. You're right. You're doing great. No problem. Okay. So I went ahead and took that post down because the seller and I have reconciled, right? But the point is that I'm trying to teach you and show you and demonstrate how to handle today's consumer, how to work with today's buyers and sellers, how to reach out and find sellers, what works and what doesn't work. For example, another example here, and there's a difference between coaching and motivation, okay? I put out a post the other day, and if my man in my neighborhood, who shall remain nameless, is on the call, I hope this isn't negative, because I know you don't like negative calls, but I'm just trying to hit you right between the eyes today. And sometimes that's okay. So I have some agents who have reached out to me because, you know, the phone calls are always coming. Hey, I'll feature you on a zip code, only $39.95, and I'll get you 600 impressions. You know, I have people asking me if they should buy leads from Homes.com, US HUD, Zillow, Trulia, you know, all these other places want to sell you leads and sell you FaceTime online. And they text me and they ask me, hey, is this a good idea? Hey, should I do this? Hey, should I do this? But when I put something up in the Facebook group that says, hey, guys, do you want follow-up boss Facebook leads, those same people don't respond. So there's a difference between coaching and motivation, right? So what is the motivation there? Okay, fine. You want to put your money behind your own leads? I probably should say yes. Go ahead. Spend $100 on homes.com. Get some leads, right? Maybe you'll value them more because you pay for them. But here's the problem. If we don't coach our way through, if I don't tell you or you don't embrace how to handle those leads or handling today's consumer, they won't convert. They won't work. Because the same person is signing up on Follow Boss, that's signing up on Zillow, that's signing up on Redfin, that's signing up on Remax, I'm signing up on Zap, it's the same buyer. They're just navigating the same profile of the buyer. They're just navigating their way through different places, right? So what I say to you in the positive, we have to learn to master the free stuff. We have to learn to take the coaching that Evan's given you as it is. I'm dealing with this. This is a real-life email and a real-life scenario I dealt with Saturday morning. I had a real-life scenario and a real-life buyer meeting Monday night. I had a real-life scenario, real-life, you know, listing appointment a few days ago. These are real-life things. Right? Now, if I ask you in a very polite coaching way, how do you want your business to look? How do you picture you and your real estate business to go? And I'm going to tell you the answer. I've done this before. I've done it probably 100 times in these 300-something episodes in iTunes. Right? Every single person would say, I want a couple listings. I'd love to get a couple yard signs out there. Everybody says that. Right? But the hardest thing to do in this business is find a client. Getting your license is easy. Getting buyer traffic is easy. Converting to buyer traffic, a little harder. The hardest thing to do in this business is to obtain the yard signs. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. And as we go through the successful people with yard signs and we ask them, where'd that listing come from? Where'd that listing come from? Where'd you get that lead? They all are going to say, my cousin's brother, my friend, my family, my neighbor, my hockey coach, whatever the case. They're all going to say that. Very few people are going to say, oh, it came from an expired cold call. Oh, I cold called an expired lead. Why is that? Because it's coaching versus motivation. I can give you the expired leads. I can teach you how to make the calls. The problem is the consistency in actually doing the work. So the positive end of this, again, you know, I don't want to come across negative if I am or directly, but if it was easy, if I got on the phone and said, hey guys, it's a great sunny day today. Everybody have a wonderful day. I hope you be successful. You're successful at whatever you do. That's not coaching. You go into Planet Fitness and say, yeah, I don't feel like lifting 120 pounds. I only want to lift 80 today. And the coach says, okay, sounds good. Lift 80. And you know what? Why don't you have a donut when you're done? Make yourself feel good. That's not coaching, right? Different levels of therapy. Gee, I really don't feel good. I'm sorry, Evan. You know, how does that make you feel to not feel good? Or a therapist says, well, what don't you feel good about? What's the issue? What's the root issue? Well, you know, I had an argument with my wife. Well, okay, well, I'm very sorry you had an argument with your wife. What'd you argue about? Well, there's only $13 on my checking account. Okay, well, that's a real issue. So what's the how did you guys end up with $13 in your checking account? Well, we did this, but okay, well, are you on the communication on where the money went, how you spent it? That's therapy, right? That's therapy. That's coaching. That's what this is about. That's what these calls are about. That's what the Facebook post is about. They're about what's happening in the real world on a non-competing but my hands in the game role to pass that stuff on to you guys. That's what the whole point is. That's what I do my best to do. That's what we pay Molly to do. That's what we pay everybody else to do. We pay these folks in a polite way. We teammate with these folks to give you the motivation and the coaching and the product. The coaching and the product. I just got distracted here real quick. Don't hang up. Hang on a second. Okay. Very good. Okay, so we have the coaching and the product that we want to deliver to you guys. Okay? We want to deliver to you guys. So these coaching calls, handling today's consumer, it is about how to handle today's buyer and seller, how to work it. So I had an agent today ask me, you know, let's find some sellers today. Great. Let's find some sellers today. So the question I'm going to ask that agent, and you know who you are because I see your phone number on the dial, right? Well, I'm going to ask that agent, what are you comfortable doing? How do you want to go about it? Okay, you want sellers. What's the best way? Do we want to spend money? Do we want to, you know, wait 2 weeks and order another postcard? Do we want to print out some leads and dial? Do we want to, you know, look at expireds and door knock? Do we want to, you know, hit up all our friends and family and say this? Okay, this is going to be my final point here. So hold that thought. We're going to, you know, how do we want to hit those sellers? What do we want to do? Now, my guess is, at the fear of upsetting her, and I'm not, we know how to find sellers, right? There's only so many ways to skin a cat, right? We know how to do that. We know who we want to sell. We know where we want. We know who we want to sell for. We know where we want the leads to go. We know all that stuff. But we need that little bit of coaching and motivation and what's worked for you, which is the handling today's consumer, to help push the agents along. That's the whole point. That's what a broker does, right? So she's not we aren't strangers to how to find seller leads. We all know how to do it. We all know if we dial 100 expires, we're going to get one or two polite phone calls. We know that. We know if we mail 1,000 postcards, we're going to get one or two responses. We know that. We know if we put $100 behind a home valuation boost on Facebook, we're going to get 75 addresses we're going to mail. Somebody's going to want to work with us. We know that. We know we can send our home buyer ebook or a home seller guide out. We know we can send free CMA postcards. We know we can send Red Sox schedules. We know we can send direct mailers. We know we can send coffee coupons. We know how to do all that stuff. We all do. We all know how to do that. That's basic real estate stuff. We all know how to do that. But the coaching comes in to what does a postcard say? Does it have a specific lead capture site so you know how the lead's coming in? You can track your progress. Do you develop a coffee card through the seasons? So you can go to Ken at Ryers and say, how many coffee cards did you get this week? And you know how many are being productive, right? How many are actually, you know, being turned in. right? You know how to sponsor the father-daughter dance, and you know how to share those images. The father-daughter dance for the North Reading folks is all over North Reading softball. Share the shit out of it. None of it says Evan Russell. Nothing says Evan Russell. It says the company name. Share that photo. I'm working with a company who coughed up $600 to a father-daughter dance they didn't even go to support the community. There are two banners at the baseball field. Two. They don't say Evan Russell on them. Share that stuff, guys. That's the motivation piece. The motivation piece is it's there. Molly and I talk every single day, 15, 20 minutes in the morning for something. Everything we do is for you guys. That's the motivation piece. The coaching piece is how to use it to make sure when you put it up on Facebook, it's got the right URL. It's got a website instead of a phone number. People aren't going to scroll through their Facebook feed. Oh, shit, that's a cool picture. Wow, let me call her. Hey, I just saw your Facebook ad. Could you sell my house for me? Yo, it's $1 million, and I want you to charge me 6%. Please? That's not what happens, right? We know that. That's not what happens. But we have to set ourselves up in case that happens. So if they find it, this is where the coaching piece comes in. The motivation is, here you go, guys. Here's the image. Use it. Enjoy it. Good job. We pay for it. You don't pay for it. It's your dollar. Use it. The coaching piece comes in and says, this is how you use it. Put the emojis on your Facebook page. Put the link on your, you know, the Bitly link or whatever on your post, right? Make sure you post it on your personal profile, not your business profile, because your business profile engagement is about a tenth of how many likes you have. So Molly and I did the exercise today. We've got 1,500, 1,800 likes. Let's just call 1,500 likes on our Facebook page. Our posts are averaging about 75 to 100 views. That's 10%. So you can say 10% of your Facebook audience is actually seeing what you put on Facebook. That's coaching. So where would it make more sense to put the free coffee card on your own Facebook page or on your business page that's got 175 likes, which is going to get about 17 looks, which is 10%? That's coaching. That's what these calls are for. We've all got the ideas, and we all need to be motivated, right? We all need to get a kick in the pants every once in a while. And most importantly, some people, not a kick in the pants, some people need a hug. Dude, you're really good at this. You're a great talker. You do really well. Be comfortable in your own skin, so to speak. Go out there. Shake hands. Kiss babies. Tell your friends and family you're selling real estate, right? Which is my final point, okay? It's kind of a quote that I forgot to tell Molly about today. When you're talking to your friends and family and you're sending out Red Sox schedules to people you know, right? Let's just say I sent a Red Sox schedule to the neighbor across the street. Here's what the message that you want them to know, okay? You might want to write this down. You don't want to sell your neighbor's house. You want to sell his friend's house. Get it? I want my neighbor to talk to his friend that his neighbor is an awesome real estate agent and can help him. I don't want to sell my sister's house. I want to sell my sister's coworker's house. Make sense? I don't want to sell the house of the employees of NANS. I want to sell their customers' houses. Right? If you think that a Red Sox schedule being mailed to your brother is for your brother to think about you and sell his house, that's the wrong message. The message is we want to set – so my group of 20 or 30 families in North Reading, yes, okay, when they're ready to sell, but all their kids are in the third and fourth grade, they're probably not ready to sell, but I want them – I want to sell their friend's house. Does that make sense? That's coaching. The motivation is, hey, guys, buy the Red Sox schedules. Pay the $50, pay the $100, have Molly help you, have me help, whatever. Buy the Red Sox schedules as an example. That's the motivation. Here's where you do it. Here's how you do it. It's not that expensive. It's a good use of your time and money. Do that. The coaching is, where are you going to send the Red Sox schedules, and what message are we trying to deliver? Are we going to put a little note in there? Are we going to put a sticky? Are we going to send out a refer me kind of postcard? So as we go through these refer programs, right, which we're going to roll out here in a little bit, you're mailing the referral postcard not because you want your neighbor to – I know I just said this, but not because you want your neighbor to sell his house, because you want your neighbor to refer somebody. That's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. So in hindsight, I'm up against it, guys. You know, 19 minutes, I try to keep a little shorter than that. 19 minutes. The stuff you see in the Facebook group may not apply to you, may not make sense. You may not agree. But there's a reason for me putting it up there. I'm not a drama-filled person. I had a seller that was out of line. I tried to put them back in line in a very polite way. In between the putting back in line, posting that, they came back and apologized. You know, we're back on track. But if you have the best motivator is fear. She doesn't want to take the house off the market, interview another agent, find somebody else to do it, get some new pictures, start all over. She doesn't want to do that. But you have to almost kind of, I don't want to say call their bluff a little bit, but you got to almost say, listen, the fear of law, I'm not going to have you text message me at 5:30 several mornings in a row about your frustrations that don't have anything to do with me. That can't happen. It's not appropriate to happen. You're a doctor and a psychologist. You wouldn't let that happen, right? So that's where that post came from, all right? Okay, guys, there's a ton of stuff in the group today. There's a lot of good stuff out there. The buyers are there. I had a friend of mine went to a condo yesterday. There was 40 people in the condo, right? Lady says she's giving it 7, 8, or 9 offers. The buyers are there. We just have to figure out how to convert them. We have to go through the coaching process on how to get these people off the fence and want to work with you. And it's a lot more than just one email that says, hey, guys, you want to buy something? Call me. That's not going to do it. You know that. I know that, right? So the motivation is to keep emailing them. The coaching is what you're going to send them.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.